Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode. We are going to be continuing our talk for interview prep, and I'm still going to be focusing on software engineering interview prep because that's the only experience I have. Like I said in the first part of this episode, I am not fit to talk about PM or data science or any other field, you know, or any other part of computer science because I just feel like I don't have that experience and it just won't be fair for me to speak on it. So we're going to continue. So the last time we were talking about, you know, like some great resources that I personally use to prepare for my software engineering interviews. And we went over like revision materials and my absolute favorite, my top two were Java Programming Masterclass, which is by Tim Bachaka on Udemy, and also Java Tutorials for Complete Beginners by Cave of Programming on Udemy as well. And I also mentioned that I use Data Structures and Algorithms Deep Dive Using Java, which is a course on Udemy by Tim Bachaka. He doesn't teach this course, but it's under his name on Udemy as well. And I use this for algorithms and data structures. And I also used Blue Tree Code, which I highly recommend. Also, HackerRank Algorithms playlist is on YouTube, and the HackerRank Data Structures playlist, which is also on YouTube, and the Cracking the Coding Interview book. And I explained why I listed the Cracking the Coding Interview book, even though I didn't use it as much. So yeah, check out part one if you haven't already done so. But yeah, let's get right into the rest of the super helpful information. So talking about preparing for your algorithms and data structures portion, you know, I invested in some resources that, let's just talk about it. The first resource that I invested in that, you know, it had a lot of buzz around it was Interview Cake. And I don't know why I invested in it at a very cheap amount. Corona had just started I think we were already in lockdown. I think either we were on lockdown or we were just freshly, you know, out of lockdown, and I bought Interview Cake, but it was at a heavily discounted price, you know, and they had a discount going for a very long time, which I think is amazing. I think it's just super great. It's super great that they discounted their course because they really thought of us. They thought of all the students who couldn't, you know, can't afford such great course at expensive price because, you know, they've either lost their job or they're just going through so much and, you know, still need to prepare for the, you know, incoming hiring season or recruiting season, whatever you want to call it. You know, so I just think that it was super cool what they did to decrease the price of their course. It's just so helpful. But I bought Interview Cake, and here's why I didn't use it a lot. I didn't use it a lot because it didn't have videos. And like I said before, I am not a good reader. I don't read a lot. It's just, I just start sleeping when I start reading, and it's just terrible, and I've been meaning to work on it. We need to work on it, Sarah. We will work on it. We will work on it. We need to become avid readers, you know, but I think that the content that they have is amazing. I'm not brown nosing. I'm telling the truth. I think that the content that they have is amazing. They helped me to understand hash maps. No, was it, I forgot what it was. It wasn't hash maps. Hash maps, and then there's something else. I've forgotten. I will just remember it. But they helped me to learn that concept, you know, really, really well. Really, really well. And they also helped me to understand like time complexities and space complexities and heaps very, very well. I think they do an amazing job. I think that if you like reading, you will enjoy Interview Cake. It's not a revision course. This is not teaching you about like encapsulations and stuff. This is straight up algorithms and data structures. So if you need revision, this is not for you, honey. But I think that, you know, It's an amazing course, and I love the fact that they have a money back guarantee. If you don't like it, you can get a refund. I like it. I like that fact. I really, really like it because the second resource that I'm going to mention here in a second does not have that guarantee, you know, but I just love the fact that they say that if you don't like it for whatever reason, they'll give you your money back. And they have like different prizes. They have one that's, I think, is for 3 weeks. They have one that's for like, I think, 3 months. And then they have the year. I bought the year plan because, like I'm saying, it was heavily discounted because of Corona. And I think the promotion is over. I'm not sure. Please check it out. But, you know, I just think the resource is just so great. I just wish I was, you know, a fan of reading. I'm not a fan of reading, but I still read some few, you know, subjects on there, and I think it's just amazing. The second one that I'm going to mention is Algo Expert. A friend of mine sent me a video, a YouTube video that was going over like Algo Expert. And this was around the time that I was about to purchase Interview Cake. And I watched the video, but I wasn't sold on Algo Expert because I was just like, okay, fine, yeah, whatever, I'm just gonna go back to watching my Udemy videos, you know. And getting to the end of my search for a full-time opportunity, I purchased Algo Expert. This was my decision-making process. I purchased it because, well, it has videos and I loved videos, and it also had questions, which Interview Cake has as well. I love it, you know, that they both, or all of these sort of courses, you know, they all have questions, list of questions. But I just felt like the questions, and on Algo Expert, and I'm not being sponsored by any of these people. And please, if you want to sponsor me, please reach out. Cause your girl, you know, I can share my ideas, you know, and we can collaborate. But anyways, no, I'm just, oh my God, I need to get serious. But I love the fact that not all the questions on Algo Expert, but like most of them had videos, you know, with, you know, videos that were explaining the answers and the process. And they were long videos, very informative videos too. And, you know, I also love the fact that they have a systems design course, you know, and this is something that, like, sometimes you go to these interviews and they're like, how would you design like Uber, or how would you design a bank, you know? So it's good to watch videos and these type of stuff, and they go into so much detail, you know, in their videos. It's just amazing. I just think that the course is amazing. It just wasn't for me at that time. I think I bought it 2 weeks before I got my offer from the company that I wanted. I ended up not using it because I think at that point I was over the algorithms and data structures prep phase. And the reason why I purchased it initially was because I wanted, you know, I was using LeetCode, and one of the things that I didn't like about LeetCode, and I'll get into this in a second, but one of the things that I did not like about LeetCode was the fact that they didn't have videos. And like I said, I love videos. So I was having to, like, even though I was paying premium, I was having to go on YouTube to look up videos to explain certain questions that I wasn't really understanding. And I love the fact that, you know, Algo Expert had like similar questions, but they also had videos. You know, I loved that, you know, and I still love that. You know, I think is a great thing. But I ended up not using it as much because I had interviews at specific companies. And one of the things that I liked about LeetCode, I'm talking about Algo Expert, but LeetCode is making an entrance, honey. It is coming into this conversation about LeetCode. But that's only because, you know, both of them, I put them on the same scale, kind of. Not exact same scale, but like similar scale. But anyways, I just feel like I used LeetCode a lot more, and I stuck with LeetCode even though I still didn't get the videos, because I was having a hard time, you know, like figuring out how to use the Algo Expert platform, and I didn't make time to really learn how to use it, you know, because we're on go time, honey. We had to go. We had to get this prep done. We had to prepare. And I used Lico Premium because I wanted to get an access to company-specific questions. I wanted to get an access to, like, whatever company I was interviewing at. I wanted to see the questions that they had asked before to, you know, prepare with those questions to kind of get an idea of the questions that the company asked. That's why I was using Lead Code Premium. And, you know, Algo Expert didn't have that breakdown, company-specific question breakdown, you know, but I still think that they're amazing, super amazing, you know, because, you know, I'm a video lover, you know, so the fact that they had questions and videos explaining the specific question, I feel like it cuts down the time that you will use to study, because I was having to, you know, look at the questions on LeetCode, go on YouTube to find videos. Sometimes you can't even find videos on YouTube for these questions because the videos that you find might not be great. You know, they might not have great explanation for the question and you might not understand what they're saying, or it's not in the specific language that, you know, you're coding in, and it's just super confusing. You know, there are millions of reasons, but that's just that. You know, do I think you need Algo Expert? You know, it's expensive. And another thing that I didn't like, it was the fact that they don't do any refunds. And I just think that you should have a refund policy. This is not an attack. This is just a personal opinion. I love the fact that Interview Cake had, you know, a refund policy, because it kind of makes me feel like if I don't like it, you know, I can get my money back. And in this time, in these times where, you know, Corona is like shutting everybody down, I just feel like it would be great to have, you know, a refund policy, because sometimes you do watch these YouTube videos, you know, that go over, like, it gives you a great overview of the platform, you know, but sometimes it's just after you buy it, you just see that it's not exactly what you're looking for. And that's why I like my Udemy courses, because you got that 30-day money-back guarantee. You can ask for a refund and they're going to give it, okay? You know, so it's great, you know, because sometimes the preview just doesn't do enough. And it's after the fact that you buy the course that you get to see that it's not what you were looking for. So a refund policy is good to have. You know, but I don't think it takes anything away from Algo Expert. I still think it's a great thing for somebody like myself who, you know, used LeetCode with YouTube. I think it's a great step up because you get a video and the question in one, you know. But anyways, and their videos are like long and elaborative, and it's just amazing. But anyway, so the other resource that I came across that I utilized was the Back-to-Back Sui YouTube channel. And I came across this in 2019. And I've been using it ever since. I didn't really utilize it in my, you know, revision or data structures and algorithms preparation. I just used it when I was looking at questions, because I want to say he, because there's one guy who I watched teach, you know, the concepts and stuff on the YouTube page, but I do know that he's not the only one behind the course on their website. That's why I'm confused on what to say there. He goes into great detail about courses like, you know, Kadane's algorithm, and like even like the coin change problem. He goes into great detail and he has so many amazing videos, and, you know, he's just amazing. So please, you know, check him out. And he has as well, and he also offers refund, but I didn't purchase it because I just felt like I had purchased a lot of resources at that point and I didn't want to spend more money, because I was just spending, and it was like, no, we need to stop spending money on resources, you know. So yeah, I didn't buy it, but if I hadn't already purchased so many resources, I think I would have invested in Back-to-Back Sui course, not the YouTube, the course itself, because I just think that he He is an amazing teacher. He does a really, really great job at explaining concepts, and he helped me understand a lot of these like LEAD code questions. Trust me, he did. Okay, but the next part that we're going to talk about is practicing. I've already mentioned LEAD code, but a good way that I think, you know, will help you to practice is like using, I use the Udemy courses, okay? And so with the Udemy courses, they had like exercises in there for the revision, honey. Tim Bachaga had exercises upon exercises and code longs and all kinds of stuff. And it's just phenomenal, okay? Because I am not creative a lot, okay? Let's just say, you know, I don't want anybody to be like, oh, she's not creative. Okay, but yeah. I'm not able to come up with problems myself and solve them. And I think a lot of people might agree with me that they too are not that gifted. You know, we're still gifted, just not with that gift. but anyways, so it's hard for me to come up with problems by myself. And so I just haven't... you know, the Udemy course and the Udemy course having exercises and code alongs was just really, really helpful to, you know, put some of the concepts that I was learning into, what's the word I'm looking for, y'all? Crickets. I'm looking for, to put it into, let's just call it action, honey, because I don't know the word I was looking for. Anyways, but yeah, so Udemy really helped me with, you know, practicing, you know, when it came to like, what is encapsulation and polymorphism, you know, what's composition, abstraction, you know, all kinds of stuff. It just helped me. It helped me really, really, like, it just helped me to be amazing. I don't know what I was going to say after really, really, but it helped me to like get my skills on fleek. Okay. Another resource that I used a lot is, of course, LEAD code. I paid for LEAD code premium and I feel like I got my money's worth. There are a lot of talks about whether or not it's worth the money. I paid for 2 months. I don't even need the last month. And I wish that I knew and I believed myself that I was going to get my offer because I wouldn't have paid the second time. You know, but the month that I used it, which was from August to September, it was phenomenal. It was very, very useful. I had so many coding assessments and I got to like look at company specific questions, you know, and LEAD code, if y'all need any like people to, you know, advertise, reach out, holla, because your girl has benefited from that, you know, premium thing that y'all got going on. So we can make some money together. But anyways, I really liked, you know, let's get serious. I really like the fact that they have company-specific questions, and that helped cut down the things that I needed to review. You know, I would go through the company-specific questions and solve them, and then I would try to find similar questions like that. But what also I really liked about LEAD Code Premium was the fact that they had, like, the solutions. I really like it because, you know, and the solutions, some of them, had like long, I think all of them have long explanation, but not all problems have, you know, solutions, but the ones that do have, they have like very long explanations, and it requires reading, and I don't like reading, but I write them because sometimes YouTube was not explaining things, you know, to me well. So yeah, but I really, really liked LEAD Code. I liked it, and I think it's a great resource for practicing, you know, sharpening those technical skills, you know, I think is really, really great. I say really, really a lot. That's annoying. But anyways, I think that LEAD Code was worth the money. That's my personal opinion. I'm not sponsored. You know, if I was, I would say it. But yeah, I just think that it helped me, you know, because I'm not creative. I can't come up with these problems on my own. And I know people say, oh yeah, you can find the same thing on, you don't even need the premium. I mean, yeah, maybe you don't need the premium. But for me, I just felt like I needed it to see company specific questions and also to get the solutions. Honey, it just cut down my studying time. You know, and I like to be sure. I like to see the kind of questions that a company is asking. So even if sometimes, you know, there are only two questions listed for a company on LEAD Code, but I can see kind of the questions they're asking, so I can search through their problems and find similar questions and solve, you know. But that's just me. Another great resource that I've used in the past, I didn't really use this a lot this year, is HackerRank. It's just like LeetCode. So I just feel like we don't need to get into the details. I used HackerRank a lot more in 2019. And I didn't even, you know, apply for any jobs in 2019 for 2020 because I was just going through depression and I just decided to drop everything. So yeah, my recruiting season ended in August 2019. I just didn't go through it because I was just going through a really bad time, you know. So, but yeah, I used it that, you know, in 2019 before I quit in August, you know, of that year. And it was really helpful. But now I just feel like LeetCode is my favorite, my personal favorite. But anyways, another one is CodeSignal. And I used CodeSignal like once or twice. How I got to know about CodeSignal is because I was sent a coding assessment on that platform. I'm not going to mention company, but I was sent several coding assessments on that platform. And I ended up like practicing it. It's just like LeetCode and HackerRank. You know, it's amazing. I like it. I like it too. They have like company specific questions. They show you which companies are asking certain questions. I mean, which companies are asking which questions. And they also have like a breakdown of like, okay, so like a raise and like, and I think all of these platforms have that as well. But I like all of them. You know, I think they're all great. We're done with all the resources that will prepare you for your interview. I hope you found this super helpful. The last thing I want to say is that recruiting season is stressful. I don't want to say it can be stressful because it is stressful. You have coding assessments, you have interviews, and if you're in school, then you have schoolwork, you have homework, you have tests, you have quizzes, and on top of that, you have to prepare for interviews, and it's just crazy. I just want to say, take a break, take a break. I was studying like 5 hours a day, you know, sometimes even 8 hours a day. And it's just not, you need to listen to your body. When you're tired, take a break. If that job is yours, it will be yours. Take a break. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. As somebody who has gotten depressed in the past, you know, I just really think that is very, very important to take care of yourself. Take care of your mental health. You know, make sure that you're not overworking yourself because that will do you great harm. I'd rather take a break than break down. That's just me, but I think it will help you to have the same philosophy as well because a break is necessary. You are not a machine. You are not, even machines break down. How much more you? You need a break. Don't overwork yourself. It's okay to take a break, okay? And I'm stressing on this because I also felt like I used to feel guilty taking breaks. I used to feel like I'm wasting time. I used to feel like, why would you take a break? You have so much to learn. We can't afford a break. But it didn't do me any good. And I just think that you should take this advice and just, you know, learn from me and take a break so that you don't get depressed like I did. So yes, that's all I have for today. I wish you the very best in, you know, your job hunt or your job search. And I hope that you find the job that you're looking for. I hope that you get into your dream company. And yeah, let me know if any of these resources were helpful or are helpful, if you use the same things or use different stuff. Let's just have a conversation, honey. But yes, I will be here next time with some more juice, honey. Bye.